Hey everybody, Roger here. Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast 2022 Halloween episode. We were on hiatus last year for the Halloween episode, but we're back this year by popular demand. And if you haven't figured it out already just from the intro music, this is not your typical episode of the Kitchen Counter. Each year, my friend Chris and I get together and we try out some weird, wacky, mild, and wild foods. On this episode, it's a lot of fun doing it. We had some good laughs and tried some interesting, some good, some not so good foods. And yeah, we talk about it and just have a good time. So I'll have pictures of the stuff we tried over at the show notes at kitchencounterpodcast.com/219. And in the incredible off chance that you might want to pick up any of these items yourself, if I have a link to where you can buy it online, I'll throw those in the show notes as well. So if all that doesn't sound like your type of episode, no worries. Just skip this one and jump back into the feed when the next episode comes up. Otherwise, sit back, relax, maybe grab a bottle of your favorite bread soda pop, and enjoy this year's Halloween episode, The Fridge at the End of the Street. Ready to rock this?
Sure. Can anyone ever be truly ready?
Chris. Yeah. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years since we did this last. Somehow it just didn't work out last year. I don't know why, but yeah. We didn't do it. But here we are.
Now's where you blame the pandemic.
Yeah, I'm sure it was COVID related. But we're back. Last time we did this, we did a sandwich thing where we did like weird sandwiches. Uh-huh. But we're going back to basics.
Yeah. I mean, one could say basics.
Well, we just got a bunch of weird stuff. We're going to try it all. We got a lot of stuff, actually.
We do. And it's weird.
And it's all pretty weird. There's a few things that maybe, well, it's all weird to me. And we're going to rate everything that we eat on a broomstick scale. 1 to 5, right?
Yep.
1 broomstick being no big deal. 5 broomsticks being the worst thing you could eat. And we can do half broomsticks if we have to.
Sure. I mean... I don't know. We'll see. As we go, I doubt we'll have very many half broomsticks.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to be come down to that fine of rating.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. You never know. So we've got it all lined out. We'll just talk about each one as we go. We won't read them all off ahead of time. We'll leave the surprise. But we're going to go from kind of mild to wild, I guess, is going to be our flow here. So we've got some candy, we've got some stuff in cans and tubes, we've got a beverage, we've got other weird stuff. So for your pleasure and enjoyment, dear listener.
Yeah, not ours.
Have you eaten dinner tonight? I'm on an empty stomach,
more or less. I've been saving up for this.
Me too.
I mean, I'm starving, so let's do this.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. So yeah, so we're gonna ease ourselves. Oh, we're going to start with a beverage.
Yeah.
So we went to the European food market. And I can't read the label because it's in a language I can't read, but it's from Lithuania and it's a fermented bread soda.
Kabak? Is that maybe what it's called? Or is that the bread? I don't know.
That looks like the way it's written, but you know, with those languages, it probably says something totally different.
Oh, I certainly got it wrong.
So what's the ingredients in this bad boy?
So it's fermented bread soft drink. Ingredients, water, sugar, breadcrumbs. So it isn't one of the first three ingredients. That's a good sign, I suppose. Citric acid, carbon dioxide, pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and it's in a brown beer bottle, so I have no idea what it looks like, right?
So I think we're having basically fermented bread.
And I think somewhere it said there could be chunks in it.
Oh, super.
Yeah. So let's open this up. Here, I'll give you the can opener or the bottle opener here. Yeah. Oh, that didn't fizz a lot when you opened it, did it?
Well, I prefer my fermented bread soda to be a little flat.
Okay, it actually looks like beer.
Yeah, kind of.
Like no fizz. It's probably flat. It's probably been in on
like
the shelf.
Like a brown ale.
Yeah, it's probably been on the shelf for 3 years.
Wait, all right, let's see. Is that in high demand?
I don't see any big floaters in mine, so that's positive.
I wouldn't rate the smell high.
Oh, the smell? It's like a...
It smells kind of like old bread.
With a lot of sugar. Yeah. Like it's got almost like a caramelly smell. All right. Cheers. Oh, okay.
It tastes like old cola.
It tastes like beer to me, like sweet beer, but it doesn't have that hoppy. There's like no hops in it, obviously.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. Let me take another drink. I think it's an acquired taste.
It's passable.
I'm going for sip number three. It can't be that bad.
No.
Yeah, it's like a cross between an old soda and like a flat beer. It's the weirdest to me.
I mean, I dislike it.
Yeah, I'm not going to drink any more of it, but
I dislike it, but I don't aggressively dislike it.
Yeah, that's different.
Definitely, maybe for anyone that knows their fermented bread soda, and they like it more fizzy, maybe. Maybe it would be better. I don't know.
It's not terrible. That's an interesting. I'm glad I tried it.
So it was not a zero broomsticks. Because it is not good.
I would give it like, oh gosh, I'm going to go with a half right out of the gate. Yeah, I'm going to go with a two, I think, for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's not that bad. But it's not something I'd...
Two out of five?
Yeah, five being the worst, right?
I wouldn't go as high as a two.
Really?
That's not that bad. It's just bad.
See, I was going to do 1.5, but you talked me out of it.
I would just say one.
Okay. All right, we're starting out easy. That was pretty easy. So next thing on the list...
Sour cream and onion candy canes.
All right.
From Washington State.
Yeah, these are Archie McPhee. Now, I'm a little bit bummed, I have to tell you, because after I ordered these, and when it was too late to get another one, they have a sardine-flavored candy cane.
Oh, now that's weird.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
So these are neat. They're like green and white striped sour cream and onion.
What? The smell on this is strong.
Can I just say sour cream and onion is probably the most underrated potato chip flavor out there?
Is it underrated?
I think so.
I mean, I love it.
So. I love it too, but I don't think you never see it anywhere.
I'm a sour cream and onion.
I can smell that. I haven't even opened mine.
It does
not
smell good.
I can smell it over here. Holy smokes. Hold on. I can't get into mine.
I actually thought when I opened this up that I was smelling something else. I thought that someone opened up a can of... old canned meat.
Oh my goodness. I
thought someone opened up a can of meat.
A+ on the smell, Archie McPhee. I did not have high hopes. That is rotten smelling.
Yeah, this is terrible smelling. And by the way, does not smell like sour cream and onion.
I know, but at least it has some character. Let's taste it. Ready?
Character. Sure.
All right, here we go. Oh God. Yep.
It tastes like a beef bouillon candy cane.
Yes, it does.
Not sour cream and onion. This is not good.
That's what it smells like, too. You nailed it. That's exactly what it smells like.
Okay, yeah. That's the worst so far. That's gross.
Knowing that I was expecting it,
ugh.
That is pretty gross.
Ugh.
That would be a fun one to give to somebody and not tell them what flavor it is.
Well, the problem is
they're going to think it's like mint.
As soon as you unwrap it, you're hit with the smell. What you'd have to do is you'd have to serve it with a hot dog so they would think that they were smelling the hot dog because it smells like meat.
Here's a hot dog and a candy cane. Enjoy your lunch.
I mean, it's not repulsive. It's just kind of gross. I'm like a two.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right, we have one more candy. We're blowing through the candy pretty quick here. That's good.
All right, so we have salty licorice.
Oh, we have two more candy, sorry.
We have salty licorice from Germany.
Okay. That should be good, I think.
Black licorice.
Unless there's something weird about it. We can't read the package.
I mean, so. You said that you don't mind a black licorice. I am not a fan. I know some people hate it. I don't want to go that far, but...
That's not bad. I like that, actually. You can't finish that? You're in a work for a world of hurt
I just don't care to.
Really? It's not that bad.
This is very much in the category of if you like black licorice, then it's fine.
I'll keep those. Those are good. Since you're not going to eat them.
No, I will not.
Those are good. You're missing out there, man.
Well, I'm actually not missing out. I had some.
I'm going to go back to the bread soda just to see if, now that I've had some candy, if the flavor changes.
I would call the salty licorice a zero. I didn't like it just because I don't like
black licorice. It's like a one. Oh, wait, a zero. No, you'd be higher.
No, I'm saying I only disliked it because I don't like black licorice.
Right, but if you dislike it, you'd have a higher rating.
I just don't think it was gross, though. I just didn't care for the flavor.
All right.
0.5, then.
All right.
I just didn't think it was that bad. I just don't like black licorice. All right. I think that we jump a tier here.
We got this.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I think this is jumping a tier. I think we started in just like tier one.
Candy.
It's kind of like the Richter scale where each level, it goes up exponentially. Yeah. I feel like this is what we're at because the next one is durian candy from Southeast Asia. For those that don't know what durian is, it is supposedly well known for smelling like decomposing bodies.
We did it on a Halloween episode a few years ago. You bought one. It was freaking huge.
Yeah.
It was the size of like a half deflated basketball or something.
Yeah.
And we had to do it outside.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot about it other than it did stink.
It did stink. Ours had come shipped frozen, which I think probably affected it. Because I mean, I don't think they're grown outside of Southeast Asia.
So these durian candies come in little packages. They're about the size of like a little mint package, like a little wrapper, individually wrapped. So I'm going to open up.
Apparently, I don't remember the exact country. Indonesia, maybe. Durian is illegal to have on public transportation. All right, smells. Nothing, like nothing.
I smell nothing. It looks like it's about the color of like a little Werther's original caramel candy or whatever, butter candy.
If you were to put this in front of someone, they would...
Caramel.
They would know nothing.
Oh. That is terrible. That is terrible. That's awful.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not as bad as the licorice for me, but...
Why would you eat that?
I don't know.
I have a whole bag of it.
You should give it out for Halloween.
I am totally giving it out for Halloween. That's rude.
And awesome.
But awesome.
Yeah.
That's bad. I can't even describe the flavor just other than gross.
Ugh. Yeah, that was not good. What would you rate it?
Oh, well, it's the worst of all the... It's worse than even the candy canes, I would say.
It's only five. It's only at 1 to 5, and just what your listeners cannot see, we can. This
I know, but
we need to have room here
in the candy category. It was the worst for me.
Sure,
it was an easy 2.
Okay,
like so, I don't think I could finish one of those.
So that would put it the same as the sour cream and onion candy cane, which I thought was terrible.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Yeah, that was gross.
That was bad, though. I thought I was going to be pleasantly surprised with the durian candy, but that's disgusting.
I don't know why you would have thought that.
I don't know. It's candy.
I thought I would have been pleasantly surprised with the sour cream and onion candy cane, and that was gross.
Okay. Let's move on. Now we're moving into some real food, if you could call it that. So you and I actually had a conversation the other day. We were at your house for dinner, and I don't know why it came up, but I brought up the fact that I hate those pouches that like kids, like a baby food, like you get the pureed fruits in the pouches and stuff like that. You know, well, it's pureed bananas. And then it gets worse. It's like pureed green beans. And it's like, that just sounds all terrible. Mm-hmm. So I I'm kind of phobic of these things. I couldn't even eat a pureed banana out of one of these because it just wigs me out. It's really gross. It's these, you know, screw top plastic packs.
Yeah.
So I rounded us some organic chicken pot pile. Excuse me. That might have been a Freudian slip. I rounded up an organic chicken pot pie, home style meal puree. Well,
and I got to say, they seem to be true to their word here. Ingredients are water, organic carrots, organic ground chicken, organic potatoes, organic corn, organic sweet potato, and organic celery. So this sounds like a chicken pot pie. Now, when your son was a baby, right, I would assume you got him pouches like this. Have you ever tried them?
No, I've never tried them.
I
may have tried a fruit one, and that's maybe when I decided that I couldn't do it.
Well,
there's no way.
I tried it once because I thought, I did the same thing where I read the ingredients. And I said,
like, sounds good.
That sounds pretty good. And I tried it, and... Not to spoil the surprise here, but...
And we talked about this, too. It's so dumb because it's like your 2-year-old has no idea what a chicken pot pie home style meal is. It's totally marketed to adults, right?
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, hold on. Tough to get open.
Are we going to get in trouble that you're supposed to be 9 months to have this? It says it right on the label.
It just smells terrible.
Well, I'm sure it tastes terrible.
It smells like... I'm like pooching the pouch. It like wafts out.
All right. Cheers.
I don't know if I can even do this. This is...
Oh. 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 I get the...
Okay.
I get the meat. I taste the carrots. Oh. I mean, I get... Oh.
Ooh. I can't believe it is that bad.
Oh, I'm... What is wrong with babies?
That's almost gag worthy. That is bad.
Ugh.
That is child abuse if you feed that to your kid. I am sorry. No wonder kids don't like anything their parents make for them. They feed them this when they're infants and they're like, that's what mom and dad's food tastes like.
Oh,
now,
jeez. Oh, that was awful.
I'm serious. Why? Kids have taste buds, right?
Apparently not. Oh, jeez.
That is
sticking around, too.
That's the worst thing. That's, you know what? I know we got a little ways to go and got some funky stuff, but that, the texture is 70% of the awfulness. The flavor is the other 70%. That's terrible.
I may not be a mathematician. I don't know. It's like 90% flavor for me. That was gross.
Okay, I don't want to annoy anybody, but if you're an adult and you eat this, like, and you enjoy it, or you put in your, you need to have a sit down with somebody, a chat, because this is not right.
Well, it would be the most effective diet I think that you could have, because I would not be going in for seconds.
Wow.
Some more water, man. I might be going for some fermented bread.
I still am.
Just get rid of that flavor. I might need to chase that with some durian.
How can it be that bad? I love chicken pot pie.
Yeah, that was awful.
Okay.
What are you rating that?
2.5. Like if it was zombie apocalypse and I found myself in a warehouse full of that and that's all there was to eat and I was starving, I could probably gag it down, but that's not good.
That was really gross.
That was gross.
We got to at least give that a 3.
Okay.
That was really gross.
You know what? We might get, we're not quite halfway. As we get on, we might have to adjust our scale.
That was really gross. Like when we had that, I wasn't expecting it to taste good. In fact, I was expecting it to taste bad. That exceeded my expectations by a magnitude of like 10. That was bad.
Which one of these do you want to do now?
Oh, well, where to start?
We've got 2 canned meat items. Well, that's not true. We have 1 canned meat item and 1 vegetable product that mimics meat product.
I say we should go with cured pork loaf from Poland.
Yeah. I think predictive time. I think I'm going to like this. I generally like canned meat. I do. I call me weird, like Spam.
Okay, you're weird. Ingredients. Pork mist.
Pork what? Pork mist?
Mist.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
M-E-S-T. Not a good start.
Should I Google that?
Yeah. Water. So there's more pork mist in this than water.
Well, it was $4. I would hope there's more pork mist than water in there. Oh,
and in case you're wondering if that's a different language, the third ingredient is pork skins. Yummy. Followed by pork fat. So just going straight fat. Awesome. Starch, salt, black pepper, ham type flavor. Ah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay. Is that everything? Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, garlic, some other stuff. But I mean, so we have pork mist, which I'm dying to find out what that is.
Yeah, I think I've solved that mystery.
Okay.
And it's not reassuring. I think it's supposed to say pork meat. I think it's a typo, which if they can't get the main ingredient right on the label, I'm a little bit concerned about like their food quality. You know, are they their attention to detail?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I Googled pork mist, and the only thing that comes up says, did you mean pork meat?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, just for my own mental health, I'm going to just think that must be meat.
I'm sure. It's got to be. Let me say it. Okay, ooh. Oh, my. Yeah.
Well, it's pink.
Mm-hmm. It looks about like what you'd expect, like a wad of canned pork to look like. How's it smell?
I don't know. Canned meat.
Oh, dude, that smells like spam. Yeah, I'm down with that. I could eat that whole thing. Let's give it a shot.
I won't be fighting you over it.
Hold on. I'm digging it out with a fork a piece.
I mean, it's thick. That must be the pork fat.
Yeah, I want you to get a good chunk. I don't want you to wimp out on me.
No, I'm going for it.
All right. It smells good to me. I'm into this. All right, let's go. You ready? Oh, yeah, that's good.
I would not label that as good, but it's fine.
That's total spam right there.
Do you know what's my favorite takeaway so far? We just got done eating something that contains the ingredients pork mest, or apparently pork skin and pork fat as the three main ingredients. And both of us prefer that over baby food that we feed to our children.
Yeah, baby food of one of my favorite dishes, which is chicken pot pie. I'm actually going to eat another piece of this just to show you how inoffensive this is to me. Not that I have to prove anything to you, but I'll tell you what, it's tough to get out of there. I like that. That's fine for me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a one. That's nothing.
It's fine. I have a sneaky suspicion that I'll need to drink about a gallon of water to flush out the salt that's in there. But
yes, so far, if I had to have a meal of anything, that would be the winner.
Well, that would put me on a diet.
Well, just wait. Let's see. Next up, we have a can of Loma Linda. And Loma Linda, I no offense here.
Cured pork loaf. Are we like at a one?
I'm a one.
I'd even go 0.5 on that.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
It really wasn't that bad. The idea of it
was... Their marketing was way worse than what it actually was. Okay, Loma Linda fried chicken with gravy, heat and serve, made with vegetable protein. So this is not actually fried chicken. You know how I know that? They spelled it CHIK'N. And I bet they had to do that because they're probably like, you can't say it's chicken if it's not chicken.
Yeah. It's chicken.
I think that's the same way that Boca Burgers name their chicken patties.
Uh-huh.
All right. This one actually requires a can opener. This is serious business here.
Oh,
wait. Let me see. Oh.
From North Carolina.
Holy smokes. There's a lot of ingredients.
All right.
Textured vegetable protein, water, corn, oil, egg whites, potato flakes, and then 2%. Those are the big ones. And then 2% or less of a bunch of stuff. I'm not even going to get into it.
So I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people eat things like this, you know, like the fake meat for health reasons. Like they think it's healthier.
This ain't healthier. They think
it's healthier than eating the real meat. I have a theory that we're going to find out in 5 or 10 years that all of this stuff is just ruining your body. Because if the type of things that you got to put into this to make it meat-like...
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's gross looking.
You know what? Sorry to derail your train of thought, but it smells like, I'll let you smell it, it smells like somebody mixed the chicken pot pie baby food and the sour cream and onion candy canes together.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I got to take a picture of the inside of this bad boy. It's got a look to it.
It does have a look to it. I don't hate the, let me preface this by saying it doesn't smell good.
No.
But I don't despise the...
I honestly think this will be okay. It doesn't look good. It looks like not fried chicken.
It depends what you mean by okay. Gag worthy, I think I'll probably be able to get this down.
It looks good. Firm. It looks firm. Oh, you just take a whole... Yeah, take a whole... It looks... He pulled one out. And it looks like an elongated tear-shaped chicken nugget in gravy. Okay. Here we go. Cut a piece off. The cross section. Oh, yeah. It's definitely vegetable protein or whatever. You can see it.
I mean, there is a vague resemblance to meat.
On the outside. But the inside, it looks like. Actually, it looks like meatloaf on the inside.
I mean, there's like a vague resemblance to meat.
I think that's what they're going for. Not terrible. Not great. Again, it has a really overpowering, like, bouillon flavor, right?
Okay, so it depends on what on when you say not terrible, it depends on what you mean by that. For a gross food, it's not terrible.
Yeah, right, 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 right.
If someone served me this, I would not eat at their home again.
It's not the worst thing I've ever eaten, and it's certainly not the worst thing we've eaten tonight so far.
It's not good. I give it a 2. That's at least as bad as the candy canes.
Yeah. I mean, a 2. I feel like we're being very generous and lowballing our grossness. But we're used to eating weird crap like this, I guess.
I mean, that was tier 2. I think that we're coming out of tier 2. I think we're heading into tier 3. I believe we're in tier 3 now.
Are we going to do this one next or this one next? Okay. Now, I'm excited about this next one. Not least of which because I cannot read a word on it. But I think you have a little English thing, but let me describe to the listener what it looks like first, because I love the look of this. Uh-huh. First of all, it looks like a couple things. It could be like a giant tube of oil paint, like a metal tube of oil paint.
What people would be most familiar with that it's close to would be a tube of toothpaste.
Or like my wife likes to buy the fancy hand creams that are like $10 a tube and it looks like these.
It totally looks like the oil paint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or a grease.
Yeah.
Yeah. but what it is it's Russian space food and it's, what's the flavor, Chris?
Texas burger.
It's Texas burger.
Well, so this is fairly legit.
Yeah.
No, because these are the ingredients. Okay. Beef, high-grade wheat flour, mm-hmm. cheddar cheese, pickles, onion, ketchup, mustard, and then just some various
really?
Things. Yeah. I mean, those are...
Well, the chicken pot pie had pretty normal-sounding ingredients, too.
Now, I do question the accuracy of these ingredients. I don't know how...
Right.
I don't know if the FDA is taking a look at, like, Russian space food and confirming that...
I'm kind of guessing maybe not.
But
it looks legit, too. I mean, it looks like it came in another package, but when you take the tube out, it looks like banged up. It looks like it's been around the globe.
Yeah. Well, the Russian Food and Drug Agency, I'm sure, is very tight on the regulations. My favorite thing about this, though, is as we were opening this up, there was a secondary packet.
Yeah.
Which I pulled it out, and what could this possibly be? It's a wet nap.
Yeah, it came with a wet nap.
Which is...
Hey, you're an astronaut. You're in the International Space Station. You can't be fiddling around with no napkins. It's like, what are you going to do? Put this tube of deliciousness down to go. And it's legit. The cap is the way you open it. You have to like turn the cap around and puncture the seal. Here we go. Ready? Sound effects. For you sound effect people. Here we go. Puncture. Oh, yeah. I'm not excited about this. All right, I'm just going to... group out a blob of it on a spoon for us here. Yeah, that looks terrible. It's like meat toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look good. It doesn't smell like a burger.
It smells like the pork.
It does. I don't smell pickles. I don't smell ketchup.
It smells just like the pork loaf. Like, what does a Russian astronaut know about Texas cheeseburgers anyway?
I taste the cheese.
That's not good.
I totally taste cheese.
Yeah, but it's not good. Ooh, you know the problem with this? Is I expected it to be smooth, but there's like bits and chunks of stuff in it.
Well, that's probably the pickles.
Or bones of the cow. Quote unquote cow.
Let's go with pickles.
That is not great. However, much better than the chicken pot pie baby food.
Oh, yeah.
And that's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a... texture problem, but flavor wise it's not terrible. If you blind taste tested this with me, I wouldn't guess cheeseburger.
If you put it on something, I think that the texture is one of the grosser parts of it
for sure.
I think if you put it like on a cracker or something, it would be fine.
It's got a real cat food texture to me. I don't know.
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
I don't, as a guy who loves cheeseburgers, I can't really comment on Texas burgers in particular. I'm not really sure what makes it a Texas
burger. It's the only burgers that exist from Russia's point of view.
But I love burgers. This does not make me think burger.
No.
I did pick up on the cheese flavor, though.
Oh.
I have a I question that flavor being real cheese, though, as the ingredients say. All right, what are we rating that? That's not higher than a two.
Two or maybe a 2.5.
So next in the hopper here, we have worm larva, cheddar cheese flavor.
Now, we did this a couple of years ago with crickets, and I think it's the same company, actually, because it was crickets, and these are like larvets.
I believe, if I remember correctly, we also did sour cream and onion crickets.
Yeah, you're right.
So
that's, and I also remember they looked nothing like crickets. They were like bits and pieces broken.
No, these look like...
These are legit worms.
Yeah, these look like worms.
These are about half inch to an inch long.
They
got their little legs still on them. They're like little larvas.
They are so on the nose worm looking that it almost looks fake. Because it's like they're perfectly preserved.
Yeah, there's a couple broken ones, but by and large, yeah, they're really in good shape. Let me cut this open.
It's exciting.
It's just exciting.
Yeah.
How do you want to do this? You want to taste one? You want to eat a little scoopful?
Let's just go for it.
They don't smell like anything else. Hold on. I'll put it. Oh, God, that was there a lot. Go. Sorry. Okay, that's hold right. on. Hold on, I got to take a picture of the individual worms for, you know, posterity.
Yep, these are worms.
All right, hold on, let me get a few. Oh, gosh, that was a lot. Hold on, how many you got?
I've got...
That look
eight.
About right?
I have eight. Oops. You just accidentally
dropped that one's them. Got a big dark spot on the end of it. I don't know about that.
That's just protein.
I don't think they purged these worms before they...
Your quality control, your worm processing.
Yes, exactly. You ready? Does that look about right?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Mmm, crunchy.
Not cheesy at all. That's a little disappointing. Not cheesy at all.
I think I detect a hint of the cheese powder.
Maybe it's an aftertaste.
So I put that into the camp of the fermented bread soda, where it wasn't gross tasting. No. It just didn't taste good.
No.
But it was...
Now, visual appeal is pretty frightening. I mean, you know, as far as looks, these are, I think, the scariest thing we've eaten so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You could also give these out at Halloween.
Listen, yeah. Individually wrap worms. Listen, bug people. I know people want you to eat bugs. And if you're in the bug food business, you got to follow through on your flavors, people. That tasted, the sour cream and onion crickets, I remember didn't taste anything like it. These taste nothing like cheese. Come on. If you want me to eat something and you think calling them cheesy is going to make it happen, you better make them flipping cheesy.
There are many people out there that are certain that this is going to take off. And as someone who has a wide variance on the types of foods that I'll consume, I'm really skeptical of that.
I'm actually eating one of your licorices as a palate cleanser. Okay. I'm sorry, that was...
If you were to hand my wife one of these worms...
There's no way.
There is just not happening.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to save those. I'll see if Alex, my son, will eat one of those. You buy them.
I think Miles would.
Yeah.
I think on the...
They're pretty inoffensive, actually.
Yeah. I think on, you know, would the 9-year-old have it? I think Miles would go for it.
Yeah. If you closed your eyes and didn't look at them and didn't know what they look like, you'd have no idea what you were eating.
I actually think that'd be worse. Because now, because when I go into it, I'm like, I'm about to eat a worm. I'm kind of like ready for that. But if I were just to eat it, the flavor is just not good. But as far on the gross scale, I would just say it's a one.
Yeah.
This next one I'm worried about.
What's our highest one so far?
Three. Chicken pot pie puree was straight gross.
Yeah, that was the worst. How sad is that?
Yeah.
Literally the most normal thing here was the grossest so far.
Yeah.
Good thing we have a couple of very abnormal things.
Oh, jeez.
All right, what do we got next? We're down to three more things here. And this is, I think, we're going to crack three and four on the scale, I think.
All right. We have, I didn't notice this before. The name of this company is Foie Gras of the Sea.
Yes.
And it is cod liver in own juice. And that is how it's said, in own juice.
Yeah, Icelandic cod livers, so we assume it's a product of Iceland. It doesn't really say anywhere. Now, I know people take like cod liver oil pills, right? For the omega-3s and I don't know, whatever else. A shiny skin like your cat, but it's a little, well, hold on. It looks like a tin that, it's like kind of like a sardine tin, right? Maybe a little smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a napkin under it so you don't spew rancid cod liver oil all over my table. Here we go.
I will remind you, you are the guy who said that you just love some canned meat.
I do love canned meat, and I usually love...
That's what this is.
Well...
This is canned meat.
It's canned fish.
That's meat.
And I typically do like canned fishy things, too. Oh, my gosh.
That doesn't look good.
Okay, do not spill that. He's smelling it, and it's... He's shaking in anticipation, and he almost spilled that. How did it smell?
Not good.
It looks like... Lord, it looks like, well, I don't know what cod liver is. Are cod that big? Those are big.
I think that they're, I believe they're 8 to 10 inches or so.
Oh, you know what?
It doesn't smell good.
It's again, kind of got that cured pork smell to it. Kind of that canned, meaty, oily.
With a good hint of fish.
Mm. Okay. Well, here, why don't you take it over to your plate and get one out so we don't drip?
Well, I've got a path.
Oh, you've got a path. I got a path. It's not your house. You just go ahead. You just trail it all over. Oh, man, that's a big one. All right, hold on. So, you got a big piece. That means I got to get a good size piece. That seems bigger than the piece you got.
Well, you're the one that... It's already been downplaying it.
I didn't downplay it.
It smells like just like canned pork meat.
It does. So we got a couple of chunks out. They're about the size of like a big, big grape.
Yeah.
Bigger than that, maybe. Okay, you ready? It's the foie gras of the sea. How bad could it be?
So ready.
I don't even, yeah. Are you just going to do the whole thing? Ugh. It's not bad flavor-wise.
No. No, it's gelatinous.
Texture's a bit of a problem.
A bit. It's like, it's fish jello.
I'm sorry I keep coughing, but I feel like...
It's fish jello.
I feel like I have chunks of Russian cheeseburger paste stuck in my throat.
Yeah, that's fish jello. No thanks.
I'm torn about this one. That was a pretty big piece. At first, it was a weird texture, and then I was kind of okay with it, but then it kind of went on for a while, and I was like, okay, I got to get done with this, because it's starting to get a little weird, but the flavor is not bad. It's not bad. I don't think.
I think that 2 bites of that, and I'm getting increasingly unhappy.
I feel like my skin is glowing right now. That was probably like taking 15 cod liver pills.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have a food product that is known for its health benefits and that you have to just deal with the flavor in order to get those health benefits, this is not a ringing endorsement of taste. That was not good. Have some more.
Well,
have some more. Go for it.
I almost feel like I want to, but I'm not going to. But... Like a whole tin of it, that's a lot. But one bite, that wasn't, I don't know. Call me nuts, but.
You're nuts. That was gross.
All right. I don't know. I would only give that, I would probably give that a 3.
I'd give it a 2.5 just because I would put it behind chicken pot pie.
You would. You still think the chicken pot pie.
Dude, that was so gross.
Baby food pouch.
That was so gross.
Do you want to taste it again just to compare it to that?
No.
Maybe you'll have a different.
No. No, that was gross. I had like a physical reaction to the pureed chicken pot pie. That was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
I'm going 2.5. I refuse to put that over the chicken pot pie.
As far as livers go, let me just say this. It's a very inoffensive liver. Like a beef liver would be on the other end of the scale, and that I cannot do beef liver.
I don't mind. I don't mind like normal.
No. That, this is better than that.
All right. So next up, we have...
This is the one I'm dreading, actually.
We have Black Scorpion. And when I say Black Scorpion, I mean an actual...
Apparently.
Black Scorpion.
We can't see into the package. Let me take a picture of the package.
No added colors or preservatives. Well, that's good.
Oh, great.
Boiled and dehydrated, not fried.
Okay, good to know. So it's healthy.
It's the only way that I eat my scorpions.
Me too. My son is concerned that we're going to be poisoned from eating it. And honestly, the thought hadn't even crossed my mind until he brought it up. But I'm sure it must be safe to eat.
So this is from our friends in Newport, Rhode Island. Ingredients: Asian forest scorpion. I will not try the Latin name, which it says here.
That's it? So at least there's no like fakey cheese flavor.
It's just black forest scorpion.
Oh my gosh. So it's in like a plastic pouch, you know, that's air puffy probably to preserve its shape.
Metallic color. So it's...
Yeah, you cannot see. There's no window. You can't see in it.
It has the look of emergency rations, freeze-dried emergency rations with that metallic-y colored bag.
Oh, it's got an oxygen absorber in there. So there we go. Oh, allergen warning, crustaceans. You're not allergic to shellfish? Okay, good.
Would I be doing the show with you
here
if I were allergic to things?
We would have been dead by now. Here, go ahead and I'll let you do the honors and open that bad boy up. And here, let's turn this over. Why don't you just gently slide it out onto the paper towel and we'll see what we're dealing with. I'll be shocked if it's in one piece. Oh, don't just slide it. Oh my gosh. It's in a little pouch inside.
That, my friend, is a scorpion.
Dude, lay that over. Holy crap. That is big.
It is the size, not counting the pinchers, just the body, it is the size of my thumb. My whole thumb.
Dude, you're way underselling it, I think. Put it there and put the pen next to it, and I'll take a picture of it.
Well, I mean like my whole thumb. I don't mean the tip of my thumb.
Oh, my God. It's got the... That is huge. Dude, that's two thumbs. That's huge. Put the pen next to it.
Yeah, you're right. That's bigger than
my thumb. That's huge.
The body itself is an inch wide, and I would say from head to tail, it is 3 inches long. That's not counting the pinchers, which are on here.
Listen, I am worried about this one. Not worried, like afraid, but well, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little afraid. That is a lot of bug. We have never eaten anything that substantial
before.
I'm
ready.
So, okay, hold on. I'm not.
You want front or you want back?
Well, I think the proper way would be split it down the middle.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Hold on. I got to get it.
I think you go right there.
Is a stinger still on it? Oh, it's... Now, some of its legs have fallen off. I'm not going to worry about the legs because the body and the pinchers. Turn it over. What's it look like underneath? It looks underneath like a dried chili pepper, like a dark crimson color, doesn't it? How about this? What if you broke the two claws off and then cut the body in half? So we each get a claw. This is such a stupid conversation. I would never, ever dream I'd be having. I feel like I'm on a desert island and we're starving to death right now. And we've caught a scorpion and we're proud of ourselves.
Well, I want the right claw. All right, I got the head and the right claw.
That's my portion?
That's what you said. This is your idea.
I know, what a dumb idea. Okay, hold on. I get the tail too, I see. Gee,
well,
thanks.
I was willing to go with the top, but you wanted to get another
dude,
claw.
Dude, that claw is no freaking joke.
Yeah, the claw itself is like an inch long. If it's not coming through with our description of this, this is a full-on, legit, real scorpion.
Yeah, I got a good picture of it. Here's the thing. Before we eat it, because I'm buying time as much as I can. We've gotten bug stuff before, and it's all been a little disappointing. Like the crickets they looked like cricket powder. The worms, fine. Did you hear that hit the table? Chris dropped it. That was loud.
It clunked.
The worms, I mean, they're worms. Yeah, they look like worms, but they're worms. I mean, you know, it's like whoop-de-doo. Okay. Are you just going to like pop it and chew it?
Go for it.
Hold on, I get my water nearby because this, I what I wouldn't give for a little cheddar cheese flavoring right now.
Well, this one's just pure. Unadulterated.
Yeah.
Pure scorpion.
Pure scorpion. I bet it's freaking delicious.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Oh, my God.
Waving the white flag.
That's a 5 for me, dude.
That's a five. Wow.
I'm crouched over the sink, spitting. I have not eaten something with a worse texture than that.
Okay. There's bits of it all over the table, too, where I tried to spit it out. I'm sorry, but...
So what we learned today is that the bugs are food people will not be calling you to have advertisements on your podcast.
Darn. Okay, here's the thing. I got to drink more water.
I think I got some pinchers stuck in my molars.
Yeah, you do. I have them stuck like in my tongue and behind my gum. Here's the thing about the scorpion. Flavor? I don't know. It didn't really have a flavor. It actually...
There was a flavor.
It almost tasted like a dried chili, I said.
Yeah, it was almost almost like a smoky.
Yeah.
A smoky flavor.
But the texture, I'm sure you all heard it crunching when we tasted it. It like shattered. I've never eaten something that's like shattered in 1,000 pieces when you tried to chew it. And the flavor didn't bother me, but it got to where I like had all these little shards of scorpion in my mouth. And as I chewed, they would just multiply. I couldn't. Did you swallow it?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I went for it.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I will never eat that again.
I would say four.
Obviously. I'm going with a five on that.
Judging by our last one, I have a hard time believing it's going to be a worse experience than this.
I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to this one now. Purge the terrible memory of that scorpion.
Let's go ahead and say what we're going to have then. So,
do you need some more water or something?
No, and not that it's going to help here momentarily. So straight from the show Jackass, Steve-O's Butthole Destroyer Hot Sauce, and ingredients, scorpion pepper, Naga Jolakia pepper, and a Carolina Reaper pepper are the first three ingredients. Three of the hottest peppers in the world. We had looked this up beforehand, and it sounds like the Scoville scale was around 700,000. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful.
And for comparison purposes, what's a jalapeno, like 5,000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the plus side, there are zero calories, so this is good for a diet.
Probably in more ways than one. You'll probably lose weight other ways.
Yeah.
I got some tortilla chips, so we're going to do a couple drops on a tortilla chip. Great. I think that's probably the easiest delivery method.
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, bring it on. I want to get the scorpion out of my mouth. That is terrible.
Well, you're replacing it with the scorpion pepper, so you're going scorpion, then scorpion pepper.
I can smell my scorpion bits on my plate.
I'm not even thinking about the scorpion right now. I'm just looking at this hot sauce, and I'm worried. So... You like hot food.
I love hot food. Oh, well, let me say this, and I've said this before, like my neck up. What's that?
You want to put your chip over here?
Oh, I thought that was my chip. From the neck up, loves hot food. From the neck down, it's a whole different ball game. Are you like crying from smelling it?
No, it's like getting mace.
That hit me. Oh, good.
I like spicy food. I am in the, I like things a little spicy.
Yeah.
I'm not a pound on my chest, watch how spicy I get it type, but I like to put
some. I'm not like, I got to eat something so hot it hurts me.
Yeah. I get normal hot sauce and I put it on stuff regularly.
Yeah. Like sriracha is a great, all around, or even Tabasco. I can take stuff hotter than that, but that's a good heat level.
I cook with cayenne pepper regularly, not a ton.
Oh, that's a big dispenser, boy. Do we need to like stick something in there to get it out? Or if you pour that out, that's going to be way too much.
I think we need to have a decent amount on there. I mean, this is a once a year show.
I want to take a whiff. It actually smells, it's hot, but it smells kind of good. Now, a couple of years ago, we did the bomb,
which was bad.
It was hot.
It was the crappy.
But it was not tasty at all.
It was very obviously the fake chemical spicy.
Yeah, it was just bad.
It was not a natural spicy.
It was just bad. I don't trust your Oh, now he's tapping on the bottom of the bottle as if
carefully.
Oh man, the anticipation. It's so difficult to get just a little bit out. Chris is gently tapping the side of the bottle as he has been for the last 25 seconds. Wait, there it comes. There we go. Nice. Oh, you got a bigger drop, but I'm not going to complain.
All right.
Jeez. He hasn't tasted it yet, just, FYI.
Just smelling it. Wow. You know how you do that thing where you get a bowl and you pour hot water in it and you put a towel over your head to clear out your sinuses? I think you could do the exact same thing with this in the bowl and your sinuses would be completely clean.
It does smell good, though. It has a nice aroma.
Sure.
Like, yeah. It smells like fruity.
It smells like real hot sauce. Not
it's got
like,
a fruity flavor to it. All right, let's do this.
Let's
three,
just do
two,
it.
One. Cheers.
Tabasco. That's the flavor. Oh, that's coming in. That's coming in
strong.
That's
hot.
Yeah. That didn't waste any
time. That is not a slow burn at all. Starts in the side of the mouth. And now it's slowly traveling down. It's so hot, I'm getting the hiccups now.
Yeah. Glasses are coming off.
It's like a violent, involuntary hiccup. I'm doing it again. You can do more?
Yeah, I'm going for another one. I think I can handle another one. I mean, it's... Whoa! That's a lot. That was too much.
Do you want another chip to deliver that?
No, I'm going for it.
Okay, Chris just did a second one that was about at least double the previous one.
My face is sweating. Mm-hmm. My body temperature has gone up. Oh, a second wave.
Yeah, that's a lingering... It came on super fast. That's what surprised me.
Woo!
This is the portion of the show where we listen to Chris grunt and groan for 10 minutes.
I feel like in the middle of my tongue, there's a hole being drilled. Like I'm having my tongue pierced.
Have you ever had your tongue pierced?
No, but this is how I assume it would feel. I also feel it in my esophagus. Like it's in my, like, I feel like
I need to have another dose.
Yeah.
I mean, you had another dose. Hold on, let me get another chip. I'm not saying it's not hot. I'm just saying. I think you outdosed me, so let's see what we got. Hit me up, bartender. Gosh. There we go. That's good.
That's not that bad.
That's
barely anything. Yeah. I have never felt burning in my chest before. From something like this. Like, I feel it burning in
my... Don't go having a heart attack on me because I'm not up to date on my CPR training, okay?
Not heart. Esophagus. Like, I feel it burning going down. Ugh. Usually, the heat will stop, like, in your mouth. I can...
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's very flavorful, though. Tastes great.
Yeah. Well done, Steve-O.
Oh, this is how bad it is. He's going back to the... Bread soda.
That bread soda is gross.
Is it good? Ugh. It's not good after the pepper?
Oh, man. That's worse than the first time. Mm.
What would you say for that? Is that a five for you?
Okay. So, it depends kind of how you're rating things. If I were to list the things that I'd want to repeat in like the least... the most, as we just did it, that's probably the one I'd want to do the least.
Really? Okay, there's three things I would not want to repeat on the whole list. And you might have more too, but here's three things I would not want to taste again, just even on a dare. The durian candy was gross. I would not eat that again.
That was not too bad for me.
The scorpion, of course, I would never do that again. That's just gross. And then the chicken pot pie baby food.
Chicken pot pie baby food is the second worst thing that we had.
Why? Me. That's so messed up.
It was terrible. The scorpion was just weird.
Yeah, that was, it was unpleasant, that's all.
The cod liver was pretty bad. Mm. Yeah, you're weird. Eh. You got problems, friend.
I got problems. I'd have problems if I liked the baby food.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll probably be coming off of the chili high for a while, but that was a pretty interesting group of foods, I think.
Yeah.
Getting back to the basics. Well, I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Hey, if you want to order anything off Amazon, I'll put the links in the show notes. If you want to try a scorpion or some brutally hot hot sauce, or yeah, I could probably find the cod livers on there too. Thanks, Chris.
Well,
happy Halloween.
I don't even know if I want to say thanks for having me back to do this, but
you do. Happy Halloween.
Yeah,
happy
Halloween. See you again next year.